In Wisconsin, one of the state's signature events is under threat, the upcoming fall deer hunting season. The threat comes from chronic wasting disease, a neurological disorder that affects deer. The disease, which is related to mad cow disease, had been confined to a few deer and elk herds in Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska. It was discovered in Wisconsin in February, and tests last week indicated additional cases of the disease there. Joining us from Madison is Dr. Julie Langenberg, a veterinarian for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Langenberg.
My pleasure.
How many deer have you tested, and how many cases have been found of chronic wasting disease?
We have about 405 deer sampled as of last night, and we currently have identified 10 deer who are positive for chronic wasting disease.
And what does that suggest about the overall incidence of the disease in the Wisconsin herd?
Basically, it doesn't give us enough information yet to make a guess about the overall incidence. We've tested about 1,000 animals across the state, but most of those areas, we haven't tested enough animals to be able to say statistically that we know that the disease likely is not there.
How is the disease spread from one animal to another?
It's thought that with chronic wasting disease that the spread occurs through contact between animals. But whether it's contact with feces, contact with urine, contact with saliva, we don't have all the answers to that.
Is the meat from infected animals harmful to humans?
Well, the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control have asked that question, and basically their reports say that there's no evidence that there's human health risk associated with eating venison from CWD-affected animals. However, they also recommend that certainly it would be prudent for people to avoid eating meat from a known infected animal.
Tell us what the disease does to the deer.
It is a brain disease, and what happens is that these abnormal proteins accumulate in the brain, and you get drop-off or death of cells in the brain. So the deer show signs that their brains are affected. They're skinny. They tend to have abnormal behavior towards the end of the disease. They'll sort of stand in one place with a droopy head. Drooling has been described. So just a variety of things that makes it very clear that these are not normal animals.
Even though there's little concern about effects on human beings, this could affect your deer hunting season, right? A $2.6 billion industry, the deer hunting season, upwards of 700,000 hunters involved?
That's correct. It's here in Wisconsin, deer hunting is a major cultural event. We don't know what the impact is going to be in terms of number of deer that may die from this disease, but we are certainly concerned that because hunters may not be as interested in harvesting deer during our normal fall hunt season, that we'll lose some of our ability to keep the numbers of deer in Wisconsin to a level that's in balance with our ecosystems. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, we are acting very quickly, trying to get as much information as we can about the extent of the problem so that hopefully we can contain it and not have it affect the entire state.
Thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Julie Langenberg is a veterinarian with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.